Hey, Brandon, how you doing, Brandon?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Brandon.
Congratulations. Can you start by just talking about your health and how you're feeling right now?
Yeah, I'm 100% ready to go. And proud to be a Redskin.
How would you describe what exactly was your foot injury and how did it happen?
I was just kind of like a, you know, I'm a big believer in everything happens for a reason, but it was a freak injury first. I mean, second quarter, I worked hard off season, and I was feeling great. But, you know, just, you know, everything happened for a reason, and it made me mentally stronger, a better person and player on and off the field.
What's the state of the foot right now?
100%.
What kind of treatment did you have to go through for that to heal? Was it just a matter of waiting and things like that?
You know, foot injury is all about, you know, it's all about patience. You know, you can't rush it, or you don't want to come back too soon and have future problems with it. So it's all about, I was in a boot, the scooter, a lot of rehabbing. It was just all about patience. You know, it's an injury that takes about 6 months to heal from. And finally healed.
How hard was that to go through, knowing what it may have cost you?
I told you know I'm a big believer, and everything happened for a reason. So I mean, I don't regret anything. You know, it made me a better person on and off the field, better player on and off the field, and I'm ready to go in and to the Redskins and show what I got.
You have that belief. You believe everything happens for a reason, but there's still got to be some times where it's difficult to be going through that.
Of course, nobody's life. I mean, it's perfect. You know, you got to fail to succeed. You know, you gotta go through things to make you stronger, and that only made me stronger.
Is it fair to say that you envisioned a different draft experience for yourself though before this injury, being picked before now?
I did, but you know it's no worries, and I don't think about stuff like that. I'm in the door, and I'll make sure I stay in the door. How about that?
What do you feel you can add when you're right?
Say it again?
What do you feel you can add when you are healthy and playing the way you think you can?
Say it one more time.
What are you bringing to the Redskins?
Oh, I'm bringing pass rushing. Dependability, great character on and off the field, and a hard worker. I mean, he chose the right guy.
Have you ever played with standing up, or you always play with your hand down at Florida State?
In high school, I played stand up 3-4 outside linebacker on the left side. Then when I got to Florida State, I had my hand in the dirt. But then my sophomore junior year. I did a lot of standing up and hand in the dirt, so it's a little bit of both.
Have the Redskins talked to you about where they expect to use you? I would imagine they would see you as an outside backer in the 3-4.
Oh, yeah. The plan is, they talked to me, I would be a stand-up 3-4.
Who did you talk to leading up to the draft? How much correspondence did you have with the Redskins, and like what kind of meetings and things did you have with them?
I had a visit up there, and that was one of the best visits I had. I mean, you talk with the coaches, watch a little film, and they told me how they would use me, and we were here now.
Do you remember who was in on those meetings? Who you talked to?
Talked with the head coach, Coach Shannon. Talked with the linebackers coach. I talked with pretty much everybody, the teammates. Everybody.
Do you have any special teams experience?
Yeah, I played punt team.
Punt cover or return?
Cover.
Who's your agent?
Andrew Kessler, Athletes First.
Well, what went into the decision to declare this year?
Say it one more time.
Your decision to declare and enter the draft instead of do a medical redshirt?
2013. I mean, if you got the opportunity, I'll tell you. I decided to come back 1 year. I wouldn't do it 2 years in a row.
You didn't like classes enough, huh?
Yeah,
Hey, they, a couple picks before you took one of your teammates, Chris Thompson. What can you tell us about him?
Oh, man, that's another guy. He's been through a lot. But he's a hard worker. One of the best people I know on off the field and on the field. And he's from the same area I'm from. So, you know, we should be pretty close up there. But you chose the right one with him, too.
How hard was he to go against in practice?
He's just so fast and quick. Like, you know, he's real fast. Kind of like the running back you guys have now a little bit. But, I mean, he's going to be real good. Real good.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon.
I appreciate it.
All right, man.